episode 266, Loving with Intention.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. Happy day. I feel like we need to sing a song and make this day even more spectacular than what it already is. Are you excited about what this day has in store for you? Did you wake up this morning feeling like, you know what? This is going to be one awesome day. There's no way anything could get me down. I am ready. I am here. I am committed. I am present. Let's do this. I'm ready to be incredible. Did you wake up feeling that way? Well, I sure hope you did. But if not, hopefully today you'll get a little bit of kind of a kick in the pants maybe, and a new spark and a new zest for life and a different perspective on how you can love with intention. That's what we're going to talk about today, loving with intention. And yeah, it's kind of heavy, but it's kind of going to be fun. And you know what? Just open yourself to the unexpected, because you know what? God does that every single time. And we begin to open ourselves up and we begin to listen to Him more directly and on point, where He then begins to talk to us more. A lot of people are like, oh gosh, is He really talking to me? How do I know if He's talking to me? Well, He's there talking to you. It's just whether or not you're quiet enough to be listening. Are you listening today? I hope you are. I do hope you are. And I pause there for literally on purpose, because with our busy, hectic lives, it is hard to stop. It's hard to stop the noise. It's hard to stop the background noise, life's noise. It gets in the way. And so I would encourage you to take a few minutes and be somewhere in silence. Yeah, that actually may mean turning me off, and I'm okay with that if that is what you need to do. Or you may want to listen to this first, and then you can turn me off. Either way, you know I'm here to support you. For those of you just finding this wonderful, amazing family, if I must say so myself, welcome to Create Your Now. We are here just doing life together. And it's a lot more fun when we do life together and we grow and we learn from each other. And it's a way for us to bond, because I really believe relationships are so important. And that's what we're going to chat about today. Loving with intention. I want to ask you a really tough question. I like asking tough questions, don't I? Yeah, I can ask them and then you don't say anything to me. But if you want to say something to me, you always know you can go to createyournow.com, leave me a voicemail, or you can send me a little note. I would love to hear from you. Okay, this is your tough question. Are you ready? How are you treating the love of your life? How are you treating the love of your life? You know, your husband, your partner, your best friend, your lover. How are you treating them? Your sweetheart, are you treating them as, oh, it's just a daily responsibility. Oh, just got to get the laundry done and folded for him. Oh, make sure there's fresh towels. Okay, fabulous. Oh yeah, we got to fix something for dinner. Don't know what it is, but as long as it's edible, that's okay. Going about our daily responsibilities, that seems to be the big thing. There seems to be this tendency to take your sweetheart for granted, expecting he or she will always be there. I don't know what it is that when we're dating, we're all about being the best. We want to be, you know, always putting our best foot forward, as if you're on stage. You know, think about the Miss America pageant, and you go out there and you wouldn't go out there in your ugly, rooted, yucky jeans that you just did the gardening with and, you know, spent 5 hours edging the lawn, and then you smell like crazy, right? That's not how you're going to be. But yet now that you're committed in a relationship, whether it be marriage or you're engaged or you've been dating like forever and you're like, where is the ring, babe? In either, you know, situation that you're in, it becomes that. It becomes just the dirty old jeans, the sweaty old stuff, and I'm not going to work at it anymore. We're no longer dating anymore. And it just becomes a daily responsibility. Hey, good morning. How are you? Yeah, good. Bye. Kiss. I love you. Bye. That's it. If you really put thought into what you're saying, the actions that you're taking. Recently, I've been reading a lot and communicating with women out there who are having some really major heartaches, and they're struggling with the relationships that they're in. And it tears me apart. There's little to no communication except the confirmation of the must-dos, you know, like picking up the children, church activities, et cetera. You know, just confirming schedules, going, yeah, you're going to get this one here, right? You're going to go here, and then, okay, I'll see you back at home. And then, oh, wait, you're going to run there. Okay, great. Okay, by the end. I mean, nothing. That's it. And it's like, again, we seem to be floating and drifting through life. There is no purpose. There is no direction. Goals are limited to the dreams, if there are any dreams. Why? Because we get kind of caught up in, yep, here we go, habit. I just get out of bed, I brush my teeth, I go to the bathroom, I take a shower, I get dressed, get the kids ready for school, get them off, then I go to work, then I come home, and we do activities, and I come back, we have dinner, and then we wash up, et cetera. I clean the kitchen, and I'm in bed, and I look at Facebook. That's my downtime. I fall asleep with phone in hand. Oh, is that how your day works? Those totally daily, mundane routines, the habitual habits, which can be very good if used right, but can be destructive also. It can totally destroy relationships. You see, a relationship is either moving forward or it's moving backwards. A relationship is not standing still. Where are you in your relationship today? Are you moving forward? Are you moving backwards? Or do you feel like your relationship is on hold? Because remember, if it's on hold, it's dead. Because you can't have a relationship that's stagnant. It's always moving. And that doesn't mean it's always moving for the positive. There may be some negatives, and you kind of step back, and then, oh, wait, you resolve some things, and then you move forward again. And then, oh, we got a little bit of setback, and then, oh, okay, and then you move forward. What you hope to gain over this period of time in your relationship, in your marriages, is that you are learning and growing together, and that love is deepening, and it's getting stronger. Those roots are going down even further. Think of it as like an old tree, okay? Now, we don't want to get big and a stump like a big old tree does. You know how you can see all the different rings? Well, we don't need to measure our waistline and have our waistline get bigger. That is not the goal here, okay? But what we do want is, as that tree ages and gets old, those roots spread out and they go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So when those bigger storms come and there are lightning strikes that may actually hit the tree, it may damage it a little bit, but it doesn't take it down. It doesn't destroy it to the core. It still can be repaired. Relationships are the same. The problem is that after we're done dating and we've got the commitment of what we think is a commitment, and all seems to be good and hunky-dory, and oh, now we're just going about our daily life, and oh, wait, we finally have a house of our own, and now we have kids, and we're starting to build a marriage, and we're building life, and now we're doing life now is getting in the way. And so all it is hi, kiss you, love you, goodbye, hello again, good night, hello, kiss you, goodbye, good night. And there's nothing there, that the spark has left, and there's no communication, and your interests are beginning to change, and you don't realize that his interests are beginning to change. Where is your relationship today? Is it moving forward or is it moving backwards? If I was to ask your sweetheart, what would he or she say? Is it moving forward or is it moving backwards? What would happen if you actually committed to loving with intention? If every day you committed to love with intention, now that means what? Love becomes an actionable step, not just a feeling. See, when we're dating and all that, it's a feeling. Oh, these emotions. You get these butterflies and you kind of see them from afar and you're like, oh my gosh, have you ever not seen such a perfect specimen? He is like to die for. And your girlfriends are like, really? Okay, if that's what you like. And you're like, oh yes, it is what, oh my gosh, he's just perfect. Nothing could ever be wrong. And our lives are so blissful together. And he's just so sweet and wonderful and remembers this and writes me this after I do. Yeah, hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm doing fine. Good, great. Yeah, work's going well. Okay, good night. Love you too. Morning. Yeah. Sleep well? Yeah. Okay. Love you too. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, it's good to see you. How is work? Oh, it's the same. Is that how life is? Going from this just like untouchable specimen that you think is so perfect to now you don't even know because you're not even loving with intention. It's become a habit. When your love becomes a habit, it's a red flag. Love shouldn't be a habit. Love should be an actionable step that we take every single day, living and loving with intention. You have to love with intention, or it does just really become a habit. So what can you do if you say, oh man, I want to do something? Well, you see, I've been down this road. In my tornado of life, I thought I was doing it all right. I did. I thought I was meeting all of my husband's needs. I thought I was meeting all my children's needs. Life was awesome. We never fought. We didn't ever have an argument. We didn't raise our voices. I thought our marriage was absolutely awesome. Okay, maybe not that awesome, but it was good. I mean, you know, we seemed happy, what I thought was happy. Until the day that he told me, and I had to push for it, I must say. I had to pull because I knew something was up. Something wasn't right. My gut told me something was going on and I wasn't getting the whole story. And the rest of the story was simply that. He told me I've fallen out of love. I've told this story before and I mentioned to you again because that's what happens when you are not loving with intention. I thought I was doing it all right. I thought I was the perfect wife. I thought I was meeting all of his intimacy needs, his personal needs. I thought I was supporting him in his career and what he wanted to do. I thought I was doing what was right as a mom, so he was excited about that because I was taking care of the children and they were growing up to be, you know, really awesome kids and they were making good decisions. And I made sure that we were doing our volunteer work and community work outside of the church, not just inside of the church, but even outside of the church, going out and, you know, doing things, donating our time, etc. I was heading up ministries in the church. I thought I was doing it all right. Yet in his mind, I wasn't doing anything right. Hence, he had fallen out of love. Ask you again, where is your relationship today? Now, I'm not asking this question over and over again to make you wonder and make you cringe and go, well, shoot, I don't know where my relationship is. What I want to do is bring awareness to it because we need to love today. We need to hashtag love today. We need to be loving with intention because if not, you're going to get a message one of these days and it's going to be, I've fallen out of love. It may not be the exact same situation I was in, but that's going to be the message that will be brought across. There's one thing that we take out of this world when we die. One thing. It's relationships. You can't take your money. You can't take your belongings. You take one thing. You take your relationships. So where is your relationship today? Where is it? Is it moving forward? Is it moving backwards? What would happen if you committed to loving with intention? One thing I don't ever want you to receive is that love note, I've fallen out of love. That's not a fun love note to receive. And it hurts deeply. So in order to get around this is, here's your kiss, you got to simply love with intention. Yep, it's the same thing. Your actionable step is to love with intention. Now, I have three things that go with this, okay? Number one, you need to first start telling yourself you love yourself. And I mean that because it starts with you. You got to love yourself. Why? Because we've talked about this. If you don't love yourself, you cannot serve others. And we're going to go deeper into this. I promise you. I've got some surprises up my sleeve. I can't give you details right now. I've got things coming around the corner, but I can't reveal everything. I'm trying to do little bits at a time. But for some reason, God is just giving me things. And I'm like, can you slow down just a little bit because you're moving faster than I can move. And he's like, no, this is where you need to go. So I'm jumping out. And so there are going to be things coming around the corner. So you're going to want to be watchful and you're going to want to share this with your friends, especially your girlfriends. I'm serious, okay? You're going to want to. And it doesn't cost anything. Huh? Better yet, right? Don't you love that? Yeah, free. What it does cost, though, it costs your action and your time. So to me, that's not free because your time is worth so much. I mean, you lend me your ears every single day. That is a sacrifice, and I love that, and I respect that in you. I admire that about you. So I don't take that lightly. So in putting some and working on these surprises and things I believe God is showing me, I want you to know that, yes, you're going to want to share this, but it's not going to cost you any money. Whoop, whoop. Okay? It's not. I'm here to serve you. So first, you have to tell yourself you love yourself. And that doesn't mean that you're going to stay exactly like you are. I'm still working on me. I am under constriction every single day, and I love it. I absolutely love being under God's construction zone and in his construction zone. It is fabulous because I know he's bettering me every day. So it's okay to be under construction. Just know that, but you still can love yourself and say, I love you even though you're under construction. You look adorable today. I think about being under construction. I had to go get my hair done. I'm getting ready for some exciting things, which you'll be hearing about soon too. And so I had to get my wonderful whites taken care of. And I tend to blame my children and say, yes, you guys are the ones who stress me out and give me all of this. But actually, don't tell them. I think it's genetics. Why? Because on both sides of the family, all the women, white hair. So I'm just getting it a little earlier than most, and I'm not ready to have all white long hair, so I'm, you know, going to hair color. Anyway, I tell you that because I may not like the roots and the color that's coming in or the lack thereof that's coming in, but I can still love myself, okay? There is a difference, and so you've got to start by first telling yourself you love yourself. Number two, you need to tell your sweetheart that you love him. Don't just make it as simple, yeah, I love you, bye. No, that is a habit. You need to be loving with intention. Sweetheart, I hope you have an awesome day. I miss you already. I can't wait to see you. Love you, bye. Do you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? It sounds so much like a real instead of like, hey, love you, bye. Think about what you're saying and how you're saying it. Loving with intention. Tell your sweetheart that you love them. Number three, this is one that may sound kind of a little strange, but I want you to be loving with intention. I want you to love with intention by showing gratitude. And how you're going to do this is simply you're going to send a text, a card, write them a card. You don't even have to go buy a card. This doesn't cost money. Get a piece of paper and write your sweetheart a love note. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you took out some lipstick and wrote on the mirror? So when he wakes up in the morning and he goes in there, he sees on there a huge heart that says, I love you or I adore you. Thanks for being you. I want you to go out and I want you to show gratitude. Okay? Just little things like that. Maybe you haven't, you know, maybe there's some special candy that he absolutely adores. And you can only get it at this like one shop or whatever, okay? My husband has that kind of one candy. It's just hard to find. I have to go to either a special candy shop or it's sold only in a certain store. I can't even get it at Walmart or Target. I can't. It's crazy. Anyway, so once in a blue moon, I will do something special like that. And I get a little box of candy and I'll even write on the box. Or I'll leave a little sticky note on the box and I'll place it in his car so it's just sitting there when he gets in there. Or I'll put it in his briefcase. Be creative. Love with intention. Okay? And as you're going about your social media time, because I know you're out there on social media, I want you to use the hashtag love today. I want you to be thinking about love today. So hashtag love today. And that will allow us to kind of communicate, allow us to kind of find each other out there in social media, especially on Facebook and Twitter. And you can be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna hashtag that. Love today. You see, this just begins loving with intention, because this continues on and it goes down to your children, into your families, into your friendships, into the church, into the community. What you're doing is you are loving with intention as Jesus wants you to do. So I want you to go out today. I want you to be present. I want you to be incredible. I want you to be you, and I want you to love today. Why? Because I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll